I was gonna turn on some music and you popped up.
Hey guys, the Petty Brats podcast, period.
Period, poo. We back.
We back after, you know, months, but it's fine.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm like, you just cursed, and this is supposed to be a nice, friendly podcast. Oh. For my Jesus listeners, but whatever, you know.
Go, bumpy. Cadence. Oh my gosh, wait, we don't delete this, but anyway, I saw this Twitter post about when you go into heaven and you realize that your friends that have sex before marriage is not going. Oh. Cadence.
Don't do me! I hate you so
hate much. Twitter. Ain't my fault. Hate Twitter.
You know, I was on Twitter earlier and something popped up about, you know, Satan's Twitter. Also, verify Satan, period.
Period.
He was like, y'all, one day we're all going to meet. No, he was like, one day I'm going to have a meet and greet. And y'all already know where to meet me. Yes! Period.
You don't have to fall up.
He needs to get verified. We love him, queen. Even
PewDiePie like him.
Exactly. PewDiePie follows him on Twitter. It's amazing. I don't understand, like, why. Like, he has 1.8 million followers on Twitter.
Yeah.
But they just want to try my dude like that. Anyways, let me just say that, you know, you're growing up so fast, Amaya.
I know.
But I need you to start driving, because when you come back down to Georgia, I need you to pull up, period. Anyways.
If my mommy let me use her car.
I'm going to get you a car, as long as you drive me.
Okay, I've already had this conversation. I said that if you buy me a car, I drive you.
If I buy you a car, you'll drive me illegally.
Yes, but if you don't, I don't have to put you in my car.
I'll just steal my mom's car. We can drive around her car. Well, once I start driving, I'm sure, like, somebody will buy me a car. I have a lot of people that care about me, or so they say.
Ooh, so they say.
But, yeah, you're going to homecoming, and you're in a junior in high school. It's just really stressful. It's like, you're about to be a senior next year.
Yep, off when I get out.
And I remember when we were just whittle.
I don't. Yeah,
you have a bad memory. Do you remember what you ate for breakfast this morning?
I had Chick-fil-A.
Okay, whatever.
I remember because I was with my mommy.
Okay, well, what did you have for breakfast 2 days ago?
I don't eat
be
breakfast.
Quiet. Don't be curious. You don't eat breakfast.
No.
Whatever.
Anyway. I eat it sometimes. I eat it when it's skinny cooked for me.
Skinny cooked?
It's getting cooked. Like, someone's cooking breakfast for me.
Oh, okay.
But I usually don't eat breakfast.
I don't either, actually. Unless my mom, like, gets something on the way to school, because she takes me to school every day.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I know. Liddy. Anyway,
my mom used to do that, but she would get to work late.
Your mom used to take you to school? I thought you always used to take the bus.
No, she took me last year after her job changed her time. But my mom always waking up late, so that's her fault.
Yeah, she
like, seems... can you get up?
Right, my mom is the same thing, and she's so happy that I'm not in school these next few days, because she's like, oh, I don't want to get up, whatever. I wish she would just get up. Except the cool part is she'll stay up late, and we drive around at night, like at like 12, and just like drive.
That's what my mom would do, but sometimes I'd be sleepy and I'd be wanting to go to bed. I'm like,
yeah, because your bedtime is 8 p.m.
Okay, shut up, Cadence. We don't talk about my bedtime.
Yes, we do. I just talked about it.
Cadence, you're being disrespectful.
Whatever.
You're a disrespectful little girl.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're disrespectful.
Anyways, guys, so, you know, for the past month and a half, I have been vegetarian, but, I just, like, recently went camping, and, you know, it's hard camping and, like, trying to be a vegetarian, so I slipped up and I had a little meat or whatever, And so, you know, now I've been Chipotle. I had some Domino's the other day. I need to get back on my vegetarian, like, little thing.
No, man. Look at you.
Let me say something. But that Chipotle, it was life-changing. I haven't had Chipotle in a month and a half. I haven't had Chipotle since, like, the end of August. Ugh.
No one
cares. What was
going on? No one cares.
Whatever!
No one cares.
Anyway, what's going on in your life, Amaya?
You know, nothing. Going to homecoming. Might go to the mall with my friend.
Whatever.
My mommy left me.
With what money?
My mommy card.
Whatever.
And also my money.
But yeah. Let's tell them about our dresses and how, you know, you're trying to be me.
Let's talk about, I bought this dress first.
No, I have my dress first.
No, shut up. It doesn't matter.
No, it does
doesn't
matter.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't matter. No, my dress is different. No, your dress is tight. My dress is not tight.
What are you talking about?
Is your dress tight? Like, skin tight? Like,
I mean, yeah. No. But like,
you see, mine is not.
It's out at the bottom.
Mine is like poofy at the bottom. You want to be me. You want to be me.
Yeah, but I got my dress
first.
You want to
be me.
Whatever.
You want to be me.
Guys, so Amaya's dress is black and her shoes are blue. And my dress is blue and my shoes are black. So it's like the exact opposite.
She wanted me. It's okay.
Whatever.
She
wanted
me. Just say, you want to be me.
I don't want to be you.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
It Period. Shows. It
no,
shows.
It, show.
It shows.
It doesn't show.
Shows.
Amaya, what are you going to do for your 17th birthday?
Go out eat with my friend.
I'm flying down. Oh, well, God, okay. I am. Wait, it's okay. March. Never mind.
Yeah. I was thinking, I told my mom that we should do the thing we did last year, was celebrate in California.
I forgot you did that last year.
I want to go to LA.
I won't go for 17, but 18, when you turn 18, best believe I'm finna fly down there.
But at the same time, I was, like, angry, kind of.
Why?
Because for some reason, the car, so we was in a Jeep. I think I told you this. So I start developing, like, arm pain when I sit in the back seat. Don't ask why. It just somehow developed parts. Like, my arm would hurt if I sit in the back seat.
Wait, there's no doors in this Jeep?
It is, but I don't know why my arm would hurt. So my arm would hurt, and I start crying because it hurt so bad.
How does that have to do with anything that the Jeep...
No, because I would sit in the car. I don't know if it's how I was sitting, because I would sit back.
Then why'd you throw the Jeep in there if it had nothing to do
because
with the
Because it was
story?
The car. It was the car, because...
You know what, Amaya? You're dumb.
Yes, it is. I will Google, can car the back seat of a car...
Oh, my God. You're so slow.
Shut up. It really... No, it's my sit in the back seat. My arm would start hurting.
You know what? Let's tell everybody about Natalia, whatever her name is.
Who the fuck is that?
Little short bitch.
We gonna have to say this. I ain't posted this.
No, we are.
Oh, we should post it?
Yes, we are. Absolutely.
You gonna edit out the cuss words?
Oh, are you gonna edit out the cuss words?
Bitch, I might as well do it.
If you edit out the cuss words,
here I go again.
Let's tell everybody about Natalia, short bitch. Short.
I don't know who is this person.
You know, the little girl that wasn't a little girl.
Oh yeah.
So
that's your girl, right?
Point. Period. So you know, there's this little girl. Once upon a time, no, tell them the story though, for real, because y'all can tell stories better than me.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's this, wait, girl, I don't remember the story.
How do you not remember the story?
I know some of it. Okay, so this family adopted a girl.
Yeah.
So they didn't know she was in a wheelchair, so they went to Disney World, you know, show her that they're going to be great parents and have a good time, whatever you've been through.
Yeah, so they were carrying her around. All day. At Disney World, trying to show her that they were good parents. And so... Again.
Who's going to tell the story, Candace? You keep talking over me.
I'm going to help you with the story, sweetheart.
Okay, so they carry her around. They were carrying her around, and they wanted to get something, because they didn't want to get water, right?
No, they were going to the beach, remember?
They're, oh, yeah, the beach.
And so they were tired of carrying her around all day. And so they were like, well, you know, give us a break for a second. Just sit here. And so she had, like, adoptive siblings. So they all ran into the water. And she's sitting there because they think that she is, like, you know, she can't help herself. She can't, you know, she can't do anything for herself. She's just, she's some little girl who has, like, she has dwarfism and she can't walk or whatever. And so the little kids start running into the water. And she's like, but I want to go. And so little Miss Midget Girl stands on her 2 feet. Is that bad? I just said that. Whatever. Anyways, bump it. So she stands up with her 2 little feet and runs to the water. And her adoptive parents are like, hold on 1 second.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. No ham, no cheese, no turkey, no bacon. No, period. Ma'am. And so they're like, hold on. This girl can walk. And so they have questions. Hey, keep going. You go.
Girl, I forgot. Okay, so I'm gonna skip that part. So they're like confused. Yeah. I don't know why they didn't question her. So they was giving her a bath, and they noticed that she had like hair.
Yeah.
In the pubic area. You know, that's kind of like weird for little kids because little kids don't really grow hair.
She was telling them that she was 6, or it was on her birth certificate that she was 6, and there is no 6-year-old.
And then she knows she was bleeding.
Yeah, and she was hiding like her like blood underwear like like in linen closets and around the house like tucked away. And so her parents had questions, so they took her to the doctor, and come to find out sis is 26. Or was it like 23?
Oh man.
It was like 23. Yeah. And so they're like, "Hold on." And so after that, they let the girl stay with them. You keep going.
Estimate. So they let her stay with her and decided, I really don't remember the best part. I just know that they let her, like, oh, yeah, we're gonna help you get your own apartment.
Yeah.
Start your own life. And this, you know, she went back to dressing as a little girl.
Yes. And then
now people think that she's a 6-year-old living in an apartment by herself. So now she got those folks in trouble.
Yeah, she got her adoptive parents going to court and stuff because everybody's thinking that they put a 6-year-old in a apartment by herself. And here's the thing, it's not going to be easy to change, like, you know, to change a birth certificate from 6 years old to 23. Be a lot of like digging into to like reveal like the actual truth about her. So, you know, for now everybody's gonna think that she's 6. And she's bad too. Remember she like woke up one day putting like acid in like her parents' coffee?
Yeah, she said like doing like weird shit.
Yeah, it was crazy.
She was trying to kill
them. I was like, oh my god.
And then she had like that's crazy. Issues too. I think she has.
Yeah, I think. Well, obviously you can't just put you can't just put acid in somebody's coffee and be like, I'm great. Ha ha ha.
You know, right. I know. Crack it right on, there.
Exactly. I was watching YouTube the other day, and Oprah popped up, and there was this girl, and her name is like super long. Have you seen that?
Oh yeah, I saw that, and I'm like, girl, she's proud of her name too.
She's like, yeah, my name is. I was like, is she rapping?
And I bet she was so happy that to have her like a long ass name.
And then she was like, my middle name is. Oh my god.
That's so funny because after her name, because they live in Texas, they like on the birth certificate, they say, your name can't go past this.
Yeah.
Your name gotta be on the
like paper. They passed the law after her name. That's so funny. Oh, shit. I was like, yeah, she about to spit it.
No, ma'am.
Oh, that is so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my god. She was really just out there. And she was I don't know when that was. That was made in like 2003. Too.
I think that was like, either like late 90s or like 2000s.
Well, it might have been the 90s. The early 2000s, something like that.
Look at it.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, Amaya's addicted to The Sims.
Okay, no, I'm not.
We're going to put her in rehab. It's okay.
No, we're not. We're going to put you in rehab for smelling paint.
First of all, don't.
You got called out. It's too late.
Don't do me.
You got don't called do me. Out. You don't got called do out. Me. You got don't called do out. Me.
Anyways. You got
called out.
Do you watch Riverdale? It came back today.
Okay, I saw it, but do I care?
You saw the episode or you just saw that it came out?
I saw that it came out.
Whatever. It was good.
Okay, Kevin.
You gotta get into it, Amaya.
I just hear cringy things about it. That's it. Wicked I just hear how bad the acting is.
Anyways. But yeah, Amaya's addicted to The Sims and we're gonna put her in rehab.
No,
yes, we're gonna push. It's okay. Recap.
I'm not going to rehab. Yes, you can't force me, Cadence.
Uh huh. You and your little buzz cut boyfriend.
Shut up. I have a new boyfriend.
By the way, guys, when I say buzz cut boyfriend about Tom Holland,
okay, shut up. Okay, Dave, leave him alone. He still look cute with his hair short.
Because you know.
He looks cute.
Like 11 from Stranger Things.
He still looks cute. His bank look cute.
Me and you have different definitions of cute.
He look cute with that clearly. Bank. He look cute with that bank. That money.
Oh, okay.
That money.
Cute.
That money he
question
has.
Mark.
He's cute with that money.
He's not cute.
If he had enough money, I wouldn't look his way. I wouldn't know that man.
You know,
I would
know my love, Timothy Chalamet, he has money. And he's cute. Period.
Okay,
I've been watching Dance Moms all day.
Okay, kids, that's nothing new. I swear, that's all you talk about.
I love Dance Moms.
Dance Moms. Living on Dance Moms.
That's not true, because I was watching Grey's Anatomy.
Shut up, Dance Moms.
Because I was watching Grey's Anatomy. Shut up. I was watching Grey's Anatomy, but I just binge watched too many episodes. I had to take a break, because I'm on season 13.
Oh.
And there's only 16 seasons, so, you know. So once this season is over, then I'm gonna take a break, like a few days break, because I'm binge watching too hard.
Okay,
guys, Maya's living alone right now. You know, her mother abandoned her.
I knew it. I knew it was the time.
I knew she never loved you.
I knew it. Cadence,
she's going up there.
Oh, New Orleans.
She's a lazy bum.
I miss her. I want a cat. Me and Mom, we need to hurry up and go to the front office and talk about a cat.
Where's she going?
What?
Going.
Didn't I tell you New Orleans?
Oh yeah, I forgot. For some little business thing or whatever.
Well, it's not like a business thing. It's like a conference thing with her mentor, you know, like little ladies trip, you know. Have fun.
Keep. Period.
No, she better. You couldn't have fun with them. Come back with a souvenir.
Period.
I mean, we've already been to New Orleans already because a band.
Yeah.
So yeah, she kind of know. Just pop it down.
Have you seen Raising Dion yet?
No, Cadence. I don't watch TV.
It's on Netflix.
I don't watch Netflix either.
Why?
If it's no core, see, only watch Coraline, Princess Tiana, and Coco.
I'm like, but you need to watch this. This is really it.
Poco Loco.
Oh, here she go, y'all. She go out her bullshit.
Shut up. Okay.
You make me Poco Loco. Face ass.
Should I play the song right
whatever.
Now?
Whatever. No, please.
I'm going to play the song. Please just for don't. You, because I love you.
Please don't. I told you. You know, we should guess some songs. Play like, guess a song. Whatever. And until then, I will tell you about my life. So, back in the day, you know, 2002, my parents, they were married.
I'm about to say, you ain't alive in 2002.
No, I'm talking about when I was conceived.
Well, I never care when you conceived.
I was conceived in 2002.
Okay, no, okay, you were conceived in 2002.
You were conceived in 2002, too.
Shut up.
I mean, like, as well, not 2-2. Oh, here she go. Amaya, I told you.
Boy, no, boy.
Oh, shit.
Boy, boy.
Her bullshit.
You say, put the money on your head.
Oh, my God.
People look
loco.
Oh my god, tell me why yesterday. Me and Coco. We were listening to constant music, and she's like, oh, you can play some songs on there. I was playing SpongeBob, Gary Come Home to her.
Oh, you like the slow Gary Come Home.
Yeah, I did. And then she's like, yeah, he can really sing. I'm like, I know.
He can really sing. Oh my god, did I tell you that the dude who plays SpongeBob is also Gary and the narrator? Yes, Candace.
I saw it on a...
That is so crazy.
Yeah, I saw that on...
I saw it on David
Dobrik. Same, I saw that too. Like a little short video.
Oh, that is so crazy. David is so strange. Am I one day, I'm going to put Mentos in your drink.
Okay, Candace, you, if you do that, I'm going to beat your ass.
I'm going to put in your little Coke.
No, I'm just
not going to be looking.
I don't trust anything you give me anymore. Any drinks you give me.
Oh, yeah. Ever since I gave her a laxative, y'all.
I don't trust you anymore.
One time, Amaya wasn't looking, and I put a laxative in her drink.
You know, you made your own drink.
Oh,
you
it was my drink. Of it.
I'm like, what's these parking particles in here? And I took a sip out of it.
I should have played it off better. You know what I was gonna do? I was gonna, like, once we got our Uber Eats, I was gonna put it in the drink and then give it to you. But
I didn't do anything to you.
I'm sorry. I was just feeling mischief.
Cadence, I love you, and this is what I get for this, like, respecting you.
Okay, first of all, don't let me expose you, sweetheart. Shut up. Sugar plum, shut baby
up.
Bottom.
Shut up. Shut that. Shut it up. Anyway.
Whatever. Shut that up. Yeah.
I'm the DJ tonight.
Hey. Make it rain, girl. Make it rain. Make it rain, girl. Make it rain.
I don't know what song you singing.
That's this song.
No.
Yes, it is.
That's a pimp.
Amaya.
What?
Turn that off. Let me say something.
Nope.
No, for real.
What do you want?
I'm serious.
What do you want?
Like, this is actually a song called Rain Girl.
I know, Candace. I'm the one that...
Shut up!
Candace, it's by Yaji something. I don't know how to say her name. Candace, I put that in one of my videos. I edited
it. Make it rain, girl. Make it rain. Make it rain. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. When did you find this video out?
Huh?
When you find this song?
Like a year ago?
Cadence, I found this song while I was in 8th grade.
Cadence,
I am cool. Anyway, play my song. Shut up.
8th grade. It came out a year ago.
Shut up. Anyway. Do y'all like Jersey music? Because I like Jersey
song
music.
Called Slip Back.
Huh? No, nigga, I'm a pimp. I really like this song, and I hope y'all like this song, too. Girl.
Where she go?
Oh, the Jersey girl, stand up. This is our song.
And I'm not a Jersey girl, sweetie.
Oh.
Where she go?
Shut up. All my Jersey dancers out there.
Speed up. Grab the wall. No, wiggle ma'am. Like you trying to make a booty fall off.
Why are we just playing music for y'all?
I don't know. Turn it off. I don't like
fast
it.
Fast up.
Ew.
Too fast
back
enough.
Back it up. Back it up.
Okay, that. Yeah, watch me throw it back. Throw it back.
You're so ugly. Turn that back. Amaya, Tyler is the only person we play. Yeah, it's not. Your ass is flat. Flat. Your ass is flat. Flat. You know I'm funny, nigga.
You know my butt is fat.
I know I said flat.
Fat.
F-L-A-T. Flat.
Shut up. It's time for you.
Nigga, I'm a pimp name slick back. Pimp name slick back.
Nigga, are you deaf?
I'm a pimp name slick back.
Say it with me now.
I'm a pimp name slick.
What are we doing? This podcast went downhill.
I don't know. We didn't change our our podcast the crackhead.
Anyway, I love this song. It's I think it's
don't ignore me. You know what I said, nigga. All of my niggas get ad time. Hell no.
Yeah.
Up in my waist size. Spend 30 racks.
I'm happy.
Hey.
I'm happy.
Bust down.
I'm happy.
Amaya.
I'm so damn happy.
See, y'all, this is what I have to do. Amaya can't sing. She can't dance. She can't do anything but get on my damn nerves. Here she go with her bullshit again.
I'm really inspired by ICG Fish. I really like him. I really think he's good.
We need to play some Tyler.
No, ICG Fish. ICG Fish.
Tell everybody about your Tyler concert.
After I listen to ICG Fish.
No! Nobody wants to hear that dumb ass. Okay. Nigga.
Since no one wants to hear my homeboy, I guess I'll talk about a concert.
Literally nobody.
Okay, so anyway, I went to the Tyler Creator concert with my friend Moesha.
Why are you whispering like
am I that quiet?
Yeah, you're like, so I went to a Tyler Creator concert with my friend Moesha. Like, you're so ugly.
Shut up. Anyway.
Shut up.
It was fun. It was like drunk people in front of us. I thought they were gonna fall.
Litty.
And then I saw Gold Link and also Jaden Smith. And also he cut his hair to show. That's really nothing.
I didn't know Gold Link was there.
Yeah, he was. I didn't even know he was there.
You didn't even tell me.
I didn't even know. I thought it was like certain shows that both
niggas
gonna be
don't
there.
Be telling you shit.
No, I didn't know that he was gonna come because I thought it was gonna be Jaden Smith only. I didn't know both of them gonna come.
What did they sing? What did Gold Link sing?
You know, he sing his song, She Got Money All on My Knee.
Yes! I look like a man.
Because I came late. So, yeah.
Oh, you came late, bro. You can't come late.
Well, I mean, I was on time to his Tyler here, Tyler, but.
Buck Tyler! No, I'm just kidding. But, like, you missed Gold Link? Like,
I mean, at least I got to that song, though. Freak. I really got to that song.
Oh, okay. You made that whole song?
Yeah, I made the whole song. Oh, okay, I didn't know all the song he was singing because I really don't listen to his music.
I don't listen to all his, but you gotta hear that song.
Yeah, and also I know the song with him and Tyler in it.
Oh yeah, the You See?
Yeah.
You Say or something?
Yeah.
You Say?
You Say. Gotta party. Gotta.
Yeah.
You Say. Okay. So why do we try?
Bro, when I saw your Instagram with Jaden Smith singing Summertime is
bro,
I was like, yes! I was like, I am here right now.
And then he was singing Falling.
To fall in love.
He was singing Falling. I didn't know he was going to play that song. I'm like, the fuck?
That song is on my sleeping playlist, I go to sleep. Summertime is meant to fall.
I was hoping that Willow Smith could just pop out of nowhere and just get on her.
Oh my god, if that were to happen, bro.
Oh my god.
I would have been pissed if you didn't film that. And she would have been like, wait a minute. I would have been like, oh.
Yes, ma'am! Yes, ma'am! And then Tyler Fine behind came on there. Oof.
And with his little wig and shit.
Bro, I wanted a wig so bad. I wanted to write Eagle
Why
on my forehead.
Why didn't you get a wig?
They ran out.
They ran out? Yeah. Oh.
But also my hair was set. I also had my hair in
braids.
Wait,
were they selling wigs at the, place?
Yes, it was $20.
Are you serious?
Yes, they were selling wigs.
Oh, they were $20. That's why they sold that fast. They were 20. He should have sold them for,
$35. Yeah. And then...
only because they're like Tyler's like special wigs, mm-hmm. Like he, you know, they're his like signature.
And
he
then,
shouldn't have sold them for 20.
After the show, me and my friend, we tried to go buy some shirts, but they were selling out stuff real fast. And all of the stuff they have was like high. I wanted a hoodie, but the hoodies were like $100, $80 to $100.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So I went outside, and the dude was selling like shirts.
I told you that. I told you everything there is going to be way more expensive.
But
because at the concert, mm-hmm. everybody's going to try to get merch if they didn't get merch mm-hmm. in advance.
But this dude was selling shirts outside. I got it for $10.
Oh, some like off brand dude.
I mean, I like it because he had like the states he went to and behind it. And then his recent show, he fell.
He fell?
Yes, he fell.
How?
He was dancing and then he fell on beat to. 911.
I wish she would not 911.
Yeah, I tweeted on Twitter.
Wait, after this podcast, send me that.
Okay. I'm like, oh,
I'm going to watch that over and over and over again until I fully die. Just die. But yeah, do you watch Euphoria? Oh yeah, you don't watch TV.
I've only watched the first episode.
Yeah, with me.
It's too many dicks in there.
And but boobs. It's so good.
I don't want to see your titties and dicks.
You said dicks and boobs, but you don't even know. If you kept watching, it gets worse than that.
I don't want to see no crackhead, bitch. I'm already a crackhead.
But it's so exactly.
But if I watch another crackhead, become a
it
crackhead.
It gets so good.
I'm good, love. I'm good.
Make it rain, girl. Make it rain. Make it rain, girl. Make it rain.
I stopped watching TV when Hulu updates the SpongeBob episodes and put it back on.
You stopped watching what?
I start watching Hulu if they put SpongeBob episodes back on there.
Yeah.
And also Dr. Pepper Popper season 2.
Hell no.
I love Dr. Pepper Popper.
I will literally cry. That is disgusting.
I love it. Oh my God. I just like her because she changed people's lives. I'm like, that's so good.
I don't give a shit.
But at the same time, listen, you have a pupil that you couldn't get rid of for a year. You can just go to her. So now you know that it's a good doctor out here that can help you.
I don't care. Why would anybody record that? That is disgusting.
I mean, it's satisfying.
I saw this little toy that people are making now where you can pop pupils. Why would anybody want to do that? That shit is disgusting. Ew.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, you could put, like, little, like, pus in it, and then you could, like, pop the pimples as, like, a little toy, like, a stress toy. That is the most disgusting shit I have ever seen in my life. Why would anybody want to do that? And then they were doing, like, reviews on it, and it was like, oh my God, this is so satisfying. I was like, that is just disgusting. Lick me up. I'm sweet and salty. But yeah, that's disgusting. Oh my God, do you watch Insatiable with Debbie Ryan?
Cadence.
Do you know what I'm talking about, at least?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know, like, it was, like, controversial last year when it came out. It was, like, this girl, she's, like, fat, and she gets skinny, and she all of a sudden becomes popular.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Oh my God, season 2 comes back. I'm so excited. It's a good show. I am not even going to lie to you. The only reason I like it is because I like gay people and it's gay. Bob is gay. Period.
Poo.
Oh my! I was putting in my birthday into Disney because the Disney app because I'm a child. I'm a literal child.
And I knew you were a child.
Shut up! And it was like, oh yeah, you're 16 years old. I was like, am I? Yes, that's right.
No, you're not. No,
yes, I am. I'm 16.
No, you're not. Shut up.
Because if you add up all the days, I'm 16.
Period. And guess what? I'm 1,000.
Sit down. But sit down somewhere.
Believes me. No one believes me when I say I'm 1,000. Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
But yeah, I'm 16. And Amaya's 15.
I'm happy. Happy.
Amaya, tell them how you're 16.
I'm so dumb.
You're. I mean, 15.
I'm not 15, but okay, whatever.
You're 15.
I'm 1,000!
You're ugly.
I'm 1,000 and no one won't believe me.
Look me up. You know, Amaya, I didn't realize how in their feelings Pisces are.
How? What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say you be in your feelings.
Okay, and let me
tell the nigga. Let me tell our little fan. Amaya tried me the other day. Amaya tried.
To this day,
I have no idea.
Let me speak.
Let me speak. I have no idea what she was talking about the whole time that we were arguing because she was like in her feelings. You guys, let me tell the story. So the day before this. Amaya, I was on the bus and I was talking to Amaya. Give me your side of the story too, Amaya. This is couples counseling right now. We're about to talk about this shit. What happened, Amaya?
Okay, so you sent me a picture of you. Your hair was sticking up.
I was looking cute in that picture, by the way, guys. My hair was all over the place, but I was looking cute though.
And you sent me the picture. No acne. And I said, like, oh, you remind me of this troll.
And Amaya and then, beat her feelings because I was like, yeah, my mom calls me that all the time. It was just like this, like,
I'm little like, troll. Wow. Yeah.
And then I call her and I was like, oh, Amaya, since you want to talk shit. And little Miss Sad Ass was like, no. I don't like how you're talking about me.
Oh, my God. Shut up. I wasn't acting like that.
And I was like, because I was texting her all the next day. And I'm like, where is this bitch at? Like, she's supposed to be texting me. Like, it's my daily thing to text Amaya and be like, I'm ready to go home. Because when I'm at school,
every single day. She does this. This is nothing new. I'm not surprised when she texts me.
And so I text her, I want to go home. And she doesn't text me back. So I'm just like, oh, okay, whatever. And so I'm just texting this bitch all day and she don't say shit. And then I go on her Instagram and she's texting this friend. I said, hold on 1 second. I know you see my damn messages, bitch.
Sorry, I had your D not disturbed.
You really did?
Yes!
I was like, I know this bitch so did I just did like. Like, disengage in this conversation. I was like, why are you ignoring me, hoe? She was like, I don't like how you talk about me. I was like, nigga, what are you talking about?
Oh, you be disrespectful.
So, yeah, just remember, guys, Pisces being a deep feelings.
Shut up.
On just some bullshit.
Okay, whatever. Okay.
I was like, this nigga is, oh, so annoying.
But guess what? That's okay, though. Let me be in my feelings.
Whatever.
I'm baby, so whatever.
You are not baby.
I'm baby.
No, ma'am.
I'm baby.
No.
Baby.
Mix me up. I'm sweet and salty.
You look like a sock.
You look like a rat. Ooh.
Wow. She's
roasted me. Shut up. Whatever.
Shut up. You never roast me, sweetie. You could never roast me.
Amaya, you make me poco loco.
I'm glad I do.
You make me poco loco. I wanna watch Disney Channel again. I wanna be six.
You remember again. Disney? 3, 6, 5.
Hell no, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
That's what they like go like into the world. You don't remember that?
No.
Cadence, where have you been?
You know, I was on YouTube the other day and I realized that Lucas Cruikshank's old channel is Jake Paul's channel now.
I don't know who are you talking about.
You know Fred, like the guy who played Fred back in the day.
Yeah,
that's Jake Paul's YouTube channel.
Oh, so they're like related.
Oh my god. So you know how Fred isn't a character anymore.
Yeah.
Fred,
so he sold his account?
Yeah, he sold his YouTube account.
Oh, okay.
Which means Jake Paul is dumb because if he sold his account and Fred had 1 million followers when he left YouTube, he already had 1 million subscribers on his account.
Oh.
Jake Paul is a fake. Dun, dun, dun.
Thank you for telling me the information that I would not keep forever.
It's okay. You don't keep any information forever.
Okay, shut up. Okay, we don't talk about this.
One time for the birthday. You know, I still don't have you. I haven't given you a birthday gift yet.
I don't care anymore.
I'm going to give you it, like, on a random day. On God,
a day that I'm not going to respect.
That's not your birthday.
With a day I'm not going to respect. It's expected.
Yeah, it's going to be unexpected.
Thanks.
I'm going to be like, Amaya, there's pizza on at your doorstep. Go pick it up. It'll be a thin crust pizza.
Oh my god, Kate, it's like triggering.
Guys, Amaya's like thin crust, so I'm gonna get her a thin crust pizza.
I like thick crust because I'm thick.
I'm gonna get you a Brooklyn style. There you go.
Okay.
Period. Slim, thick, but you're cute.
I know I am cute.
You remember like what's it called? Choo Choo Soul was like, all aboard the choo choo train, all aboard the choo choo train. All aboard the choo-choo train. All aboard choo-choo. Choo-choo soul with Genevieve. You remember that?
I think so.
You made me sing that whole thing for you to be like, I think so. Face.
Cadence.
No.
Cadence, I'm old.
You're the same age as me. Get started without me. I'll be right back. Get started without me. Oh my god, I didn't realize on the Disney Channel app you can watch, like, what's on right now. Oh my god, the things that I will do now.
This is weird what I have to hear every day.
Just the food, I swear, guys, I didn't know that. I was just
on this the is Disney all app. She talk about.
I was on the Disney app.
Did you know Disney have this? Did you know Disney have that?
I want to be a kid again. Because in a few years,
you're a kid.
Because in a few years I'll be 18 and nobody's gonna treat me like a kid anymore. It's not fair.
Yeah, I sure won't. I'm like, kids for the bills. It's not the money fair. For the bills. Kids pay no bills.
Hell no. Kids pay no bills. No.
Kids pay no bills. You got bills.
I don't have bills.
I got black.
Guys, Amaya is funny because, okay, guys, Amaya and I plan on living together one day, and she thinks I'm paying bills, but, like, little does she know.
You know we both going to have to, because it's mandatory, because we both over the age 18 or 18, I'm paying and you're going to have to pay.
I'm paying the phone
You're not
bill,
paying no bills. We paying the water same bill. Amount. We paying the same amount.
You can pay all the mortgage.
No, we paying the same amount, because it doesn't work like that, Cadence.
Does it?
No, it does not work how you trying to work it.
I just don't want to pay bills. You look like you'll have a stable job. You can support
Cadence, I'm not going to college, so.
Amaya.
I'm not going to college.
You better be going somewhere. You better be getting
I'm
going
to have a job,
money.
But at the same time, I'm not going
to. I'm not
go to
supporting
college.
This little family.
You are. Me and my five cats.
Oh, hell no. Guys, so Amaya has this plant. Her name's Mia. And Amaya, she better be ready for when I push Mia out the window.
No, you're not pushing Mia out the window.
Amaya is a cactus, you guys. And Amaya treats her like she's an actual, like, friend.
She's a baby. She's not a baby. She's baby, too.
Ooh. Oh, I thought you said she was our baby. I was like, hell no, she ain't our baby. She's not
baby.
Mine. I don't
she's
claim
baby.
Her.
No, she's ma'am. Baby. No, she's baby. She's baby.
Whatever.
She's
don't,
baby.
Don't intrigue Amaya, you guys.
She's baby.
Nobody cares about her.
That's my baby.
Look me up. I'm sweet and salty.
No, ma'am. That's very disgusting and not cute.
PG. Look.
Yeah.
Look
okay,
the
PG.
Sugar up. It's sweet and salty.
Yeah. That's very nasty. Very disrespectful. You have no respect, and I knew it.
Wendy Williams has big old boobs.
We're not talking about her.
I was just looking at a picture of her.
Because I'll be in a roast session with her. Oh my god, I just want to roast her.
Why? What does she do?
I don't know. Her just being a P-shape.
What do you mean in a P-shape? What is she
If you look for her for the size, she has big boobs but a skinny body.
Oh yeah, you're right. I think she got like something done to her boobs. Like, they're not natural.
Cadence, everybody knows she got something done with her boobs.
Oh, I didn't know. I was just assuming.
Cadence, everybody should know. Your body can't be that normal like that.
That is not normal.
That is not normal. Honestly, you might have big boobs. Your boobs would not be that big, though.
Yeah, and your body be that skinny, unless she was fat at some point in her life. But even with that, like, your boobs, like you can gain weight in your boobs. Like, if you're gaining weight, but once you lose the weight, your boobs can lose weight as well.
Yeah.
And I know that for a fact.
Yes, Cadence. Everybody knows you. Well, some people know.
Don't do me. Period.
Some people should know.
Mix me up. I'm sweet and salty.
No, you're not sweet or salty.
I was on Musical.ly. You're
just sour.
Some cute boys on Musical.ly.
No, Cadence. We don't like e-boys.
I love e-boys, actually.
Ew, we can't
I like
you
girls too.
Stairs. We're not friends anymore.
You girls are hot.
We're not Period. Friends anymore.
I don't know if I should say that because I'm so irritated at people calling me gay. It's like a daily thing now.
We don't like e girls over here.
I like e girls.
It
depends.
Get out.
Asian e girls are hot.
If you are e, get out.
You know I like VSCO girls.
Okay, Cadence, no one cares.
VSCO girls are so cute.
Cadence, listen here, you crackhead. Shut
but
up.
But my favorite kind of girls are, like, feminine, like, girls. I mean, masculine girls.
Oh, okay,
like,
Cadence.
My ex-girlfriend.
Yes,
she
Cadence.
Was hot. Period.
Okay, let's hope your ex don't hear this buffoonery.
She won't hear it. She has a new girlfriend. Oh my god, did I tell you that? Oh my god, I was like, you know, doing my daily stalking of my exes. Let me not say that, because I was not stalking all my exes. I was just stalking her. And I was like, oh, what's she doing? You know, we don't have any beef or nothing. I just, you know.
Yeah.
And so I was just on her Instagram, and she was like, I love you, babe. I was like, what the fuck?
Dang, Kayla, she like, really, she really just got over you quick.
I mean, it's been like a few months now.
Yeah, it has, but yeah.
But I mean, I can't be talking, because remember, bleep bleep, I got over him in like a few days.
Yeah, you sure did, Cadence.
I got over him in like days, actually. So I cannot talk. Anyways, but yeah,
I'm glad you understand you can't talk.
So, you know, applications are open for girls right now, period.
Okay, Cadence, whatever.
I'm done with guys. I'm so sick and tired of these niggas.
Because boys ain't shit.
Boys ain't shit, niggas ain't shit, period.
We not. We gonna make this public, then delete it quickly.
Why?
We've been cussing like a sailor. Well, I've been cussing like a sailor.
You have.
Now you cussing. Now you've been cussing.
I'm a queen.
Who I'm said not, that?
Don't do me, sweetheart. Period. But yeah, applications open because, you know, she moved on, so I need to move on. I can't be looking like I'm failing in this breakup. Like, you can't just, like...
I've been more than a lover. More than a lover.
I wonder why that song came out.
I've done my SoundCloud.
SoundCloud? Who uses that anymore?
Cadence, use that when people don't want to post their songs on Apple Music, Spotify, or YouTube.
The only reason I use SoundCloud is to get free... ringtones for my phone.
Oh. I like SoundCloud. Because some of Tyler Creator's songs are not on Apple Music or Spotify. So I listen to SoundCloud.
And also yeah, but songs. A good majority of them are.
A lot of songs I listen to are enough not like for public me. Like that.
Guys, I'm going to become a beatboxer one day.
Okay, no man.
What is it called? A bot beatser? I mean, oh my god.
Boxer.
Box beater.
You look like a box beater. I'm glad that you understand what you are.
Yeah, I beat boxes for a living.
I knew it, crazy woman.
Excuse me.
Crazy woman.
Sugar plum.
Wait.
I am me. Wait, what is? How does that go, Maya? It's like, I am me. Who are you? I am me. No, blah. You are you.
You are mute. I don't know.
You
that
are
song
mute.
Like that.
What are you talking about?
I don't know that song. Oh, I heard it.
I am me.
Okay, why is she looking like that?
Me or you? You or me? Yeah. Yeah, you are you. Yeah. Squaw.
Hey. Guys, I'm a Playboy Cardi fan.
No.
Playboy Cardi.
I'm an ASAP Rocky fan. ASAP.
I need an almond lick.
With her bullshit.
Almond lick. Had it checked.
There she go.
Almond lick.
Am I?
Had it checked.
Shit.
Almond
my God.
Had it checked.
Oh my God.
Almond lick.
Oh my God.
Had it checked.
Oh my God.
Got it for five.
There she go.
Had it checked. Got it for five.
I'm like, could you not? No, no. We don't want to hear this. We don't want to hear this.
How did you?
No, ma'am. And that's a wrap for this episode.
For real?
No, I was just joking. I just want you to stop.
Oh.
Amaya, nobody cares. Amaya, tell me how it goes. I am me.
I don't know that song.
Look it up. It's called
No. Who
Are You? It's called Who Are You?
Wait, Who Are You?
Yeah. Who Are You? I am me. You are you. Guys, tell everybody. Tell Maya. She canceled.
Shut up. It said, Who Are You? I am you. I am me? No, sir. You are you. I don't know. Two is two.
Yes.
I don't know the rest of the beat.
So yeah,
it's the same.
You're welcome. Oh, I'm that's so stupid.
Two is two. Blah blah blah. Yeah. Blah blah blah.
K.
You are you. You are you.
It's the roast.
Oh my god. This is the bullshit I have to deal with.
Wait.
Yes. We can do this.
Love Frank. I'm about to change the song in a minute.
You already know I love Frank. Day up.
Anyway.
Yeah. Hold on. What? Yeah.
I just saw because the person at ASAP Rocky
got flight stories to tell. I see both sides, like Chanel.
Anyway, keep talking while I play music.
My guy pretty like a girl.
And I don't want this conversation to end because I'm gonna be bored.
Maya, well, our podcast is coming to an end.
I need someone to talk to before I go to bed.
You can talk to me. We just, you know, we have to end our podcast.
Okay, well,
anyways, I am the big man. I am. But you're gonna kill the cam. I'd rather kill him. That's the boy.
I'm gonna speed up this song. I'm gonna get to ASAP Rocky part.
Oh my god. They added ASAP?
Yes, it's a remix.
Send that to me.
It's on SoundCloud. See what's better on SoundCloud. I don't know.
Whatever. You're so lame.
I see you on both sides, slash male. See you on both sides.
You always claim you're bored, but you never watch TV. Like, huh?
Because I won't watch TV.
TV is so funny. You're dumb, like you don't, like you watch a lot of TV. See, guys, she didn't even see me. She didn't even hear me come for her.
I heard something, but I wouldn't know.
I said you're dumb, like you watch a lot of TV.
Okay,
I'm just joking.
Such a good guy, see Chanel.
Yeah.
Sleeping with Sherelle.
Who's Sherelle?
That's what he said in the song. I'm like, yes, ma'am.
Period.
Fire burn to hell. It's not rocking so far.
Hey, sup?
But he's the same age. Well, kind of like the age of my mom. He's in his early 30s.
He's how old?
He's in his early 30s. I think he's 30.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he's an old nigga.
See both sides. Like, you know. See both sides.
Ew.
Like, you know. Yeah, he's 31.
Oh, God. Oh, he's 31.
Yeah.
ASAP. Well, Tyler's in his late 20s anyway.
He's actually in his 30s.
Tyler?
Yeah.
30?
Yeah, he's 30.
I thought Tyler was like 28.
Wait, let me go back. Last time I checked, he was 29.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Oh, he's 28. Okay, my bad.
Sweetie, I was about to say, don't do that to my boy. Give him all the age. I mean, give him what? No, don't do him. Anyways, we gotta go, y'all. This podcast has reached its limit.
Yeah, I'm playing The Sims.
See, guys, she has an addiction. No. We're gonna put her in rehab.
Yeah, yes. Put the rehab for smelling what you've been smelling today, Cadence. Smelling pink, Cadence. That's unhealthy, Cadence.
You're unhealthy, Amaya.
Did I tell you that I got do-rags on The Sims?
Get off my phone.
No, anyway, Sims got abundance and do-rag. Wave check for everybody.
Here we go with her bullshit. Anyways, guys.
Wave check.
That is the wait, rap. Chat. Oh my god. That is the rap.
Wait, chat.
Amaya! You cannot do the podcast forever. Anyways, guys, we're gonna end the podcast. That has been Amaya and Cadence doing the Petty Brats. Adios!
Slash wait, chat.
You have to do it with me. That's not how it goes. 1, 2, 3. Adios! Bye.
See on both sides like Chanel. Wow.